This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to get into the new COVID lockdowns that are now official and how to stop them, the latest World War III news and more. But first, I want to play a clip. We'll get more to in the next segment of RFK Jr., because the Democrats are officially blocking him out of the process. No debates, try to block him from the process of being in the states, the primaries. This is a total election meddling. Here it is.
It's pretty clear that the DNC does not want a primary. I don't want to say that they want a coronation, but that's... I think that that's a fair way to put it, actually. They're fixing the process so that it makes it almost impossible to have democracy function. They're effectively disenfranchising the Democratic voters from having any choice in who becomes president, who becomes the Democratic nominee. So two of the things they've done today is they've moved the Iowa primary. They've made rules that if anybody campaigns in Iowa or sets foot, any candidate sets foot in the state of Iowa or sets foot in the state of New Hampshire, then none of the votes that are cast for that candidate will be tallied. In other words, any delegate that I win in New Hampshire or Iowa would go instead to the president. And now they're trying to change it so that if I campaign in New Hampshire, that none of the votes cast for me in Georgia will count. And that's significant because it's hard to win the nomination without Georgia.
What is the logic?
Well, they're rigging it so that effectively, we're looking at the tabulations now that look like if you add up all the superdelegates that they control and all of the automatic delegates that just go to the party and go to the president, I would have to win almost 80% of all of the states in order to beat President Biden, even if he only wins 20%.
And yet you continue on. So what is your strategy then in light of this for defeating President Biden?
These rules will not be finalized until September 14th, and we've written the DNC protesting. I mean, there's some really wild things that they're now considering, including forcing me to actually pay for the primaries. And their logic is that they don't need a primary because they already have a candidate, and therefore I'm costing them all this money, and that money should be paid for by me and, maybe Marianne Williamson. It's a process that is rigged, and we live at a time in American history when a lot of Americans think that democracy is broken, that the system, the political system is rigged, and that there's not really any democracy. And unfortunately, the DNC is taking a lot of steps that confirm that outlook.
If the decision holds for the current, sort of primary structure with the DNC, what is the route to victory for you against President Biden?
If the DNC is going to rig it so that it is simply impossible for anybody to challenge President Biden, then I need to look at other alternatives, because I can't go back to the people support me and to my donors and say I'm in this to make a point. I need to show them a road to victory.
What kind of alternatives would you be exploring, Mr. Kennedy?
Well, I don't know exactly, because I want to see what the DNC does. I want to see if they make it, if they make it a fair contest. And I'm not asking that it be 100% fair, but I'm asking that there at least be, a chance that it.
Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
And now for the truth only you can handle, it's the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones.
It's Friday, September 8th, 2023. To hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be here. I want to thank you all again for commissioning me in this fight. And you're the reason we've had all this success together. So, don't forget how important you are and how much I appreciate you. As dark as the days are and as hard as the fight is, I know you've got my back, and I am very humbly thankful to you. From the bottom of my heart, from the core of my soul, I appreciate you and I love you. All right. Look, I didn't want to be right about this, but obviously I don't just make up whistleblowers. I don't make up information. I get things wrong sometimes, or the globalists change course and then people say I was wrong. But I knew 18, 19 days ago when I got on air and said I've talked to multiple whistleblowers. Well, technically one whistleblower, I called the other people, and said, hey, they're going to roll out the COVID protocol, the COVID tyranny again, that it was happening. And basically immediately they launched their operation. It was all pre-planned. I was told middle of September, but I guess it was a drumbeat rollout up to that. So think about all the things that that entails. Think about the mask and the small businesses shut down and the pushing the poison shots and the ventilators and not letting families see their family members and the third world collapsing further. Think about what that signifies, what that means. And now, if I tried to play all these clips, it would take the rest of the show. You see it. It's everywhere. The UN saying, oh, it's worse than we thought. We need new protocols and control again and the tools we had before. The White House saying, hey, we're going back the way it was. It never changed. So they're not saying the protocols are back. They're saying they never left. And it goes on and on and on. So what is the point then of opposing it? Well, because we're not going to just sit here flat-footed, as I've said, and not point out all the lies of Fauci, all the lies of the CDC and the FDA and the suppression of therapeutics and all the terrible things they did and the toxic shots and the 20 million dead and just all the rest of it. But the good news is, without even looking for the news, I can't go anywhere without political cartoons and news articles and even CNN skewering, impaling Fauci a few days ago. We didn't play the clip because I just can't stand even watch CNN, but there was a clip on InfoWars where Smirkanish just says, well, the studies say masks don't work. Here they are. And you said before they didn't work. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, but now you say they do, and we need them again. You're full of crap. What does that signify when CNN, it's not just that one show, is saying this is BS? People know it's hurting children. People know it's destroying the economy. people know, and you can see in the eyes of these talk show hosts, they'll probably get fired for it, that they're sick of it. And if we just did like the nurses and military people that quit and said no up front, enough of us, their system would grind to a halt. They don't care if some get purged, but they need main compliance. So this is the time to say no. So I'll officially declare today, obviously our whistleblower was right, and I don't see them changing course. So the 15th is in 7 days, and I would expect, because they're so arrogant, the TSA will remask on the 15th, and by the middle of October, Biden will try a masking order via any federally controlled transportation system, like flights. And the nurses will be back dancing, and the whole nine yards. And I wish that wasn't the case, but it's not an at least, because this is not an at least. This really messed them up. I've been on there 29 years, and I got to tell you, I think this, of everything we've done, 9/11 was big to expose, Bohemian Grove was big to expose. I mean, there's hundreds of big stories that we've been really effective in at changing the paradigm and waking people. But I got to say, listeners getting excited about this 2.5 weeks ago, or I guess, wait a minute, it's Friday. I keep saying 2.5 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, sorry. Sorry, I got that wrong. 3 weeks ago, this is such an illustrative event. This is such a learning moment for all of us. You got excited. I was theatrical, which I don't tend to do. I come out of the show. I come into the show with the most hardcore stuff. I don't say, hey, tune in later. We're going to cover this. It's really big. I just inherently don't do that. I should do more of that because humans are what humans are. And I'm the same way. If I'm watching some show and they go, next hour, it's really big. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. I'm like, yeah, tune in. This is about to be big. You know, Tucker is going to have Obama's boyfriend on tonight. That's what promos are about. It's what trailers are about. It's why they put trailers on TV for a new movie coming out or put ads on about a new truck coming out or a new system of golf clubs or, you know, whatever they're selling. Well, I'm selling truth and justice and freedom and resistance. So I just want to thank the audience, just like I just did, because, I mean, you're everything. I mean, you need to get it straight. I'm the tail. You're the dog. Not, oh, thank you, Alex, you're so great. No. When you decide, I'm just like you, want freedom. I'm not that special. When you decide, it's about you. And I know I'm hammering this point probably too much for most of you. You get it. But I want people that are not fully conscious of this to understand, it's about you. It's about you. It's about you. You, 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 you. You have the power. You have the will. You together can do anything. You, 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 you. And I'm being obnoxious. Somebody goes, you, 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 you. I'm going to do 100 yous. Let's go. You, 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 you. I mean, I know it's super obnoxious, but get it through your head. Like, I love Rob Due to death. One of my best friends worked like 18 hours yesterday to put out this 2.5 hour report we shot that's at JonesCrowder.com right now on the whole global takeover plan and the mad scientist program and how to stop them. But once you're not in the habit of doing something, you don't do it. So yesterday I said, hey, when you're done with the trailer and you're done with it, make sure it's in the computer this morning so I can play it. I come in, I go, hey, did you put the trailer in the computer? What trailer? Go get the trailer. When was the trailer done? Hours ago. I stayed up all night. Okay, that's the final part of it. It's like having a 9-month, you know, pregnancy woman, and then you, instead of her having the baby, you abort it. You've got to put it in the computer so we know it's there to play it. And I'm not bitching. I'm using that as an analogy of you. Just like we don't think to actually put out what we make. It's important to put out what we make. That's like 90% of it. It's important. This is my pet peeve. I blew up yesterday about this. They made these clips, these great reports. I was like, where are they? Oh, they're not on the computer. But that's a side issue. I'm not complaining. I'm saying it's an analogy or it's a parallel. It's a factoid. Listeners think like, oh, it's Alex Jones or Rand Paul or Senator Hawley or Donald Trump's going to save us. No, folks. It's you going to the city council and the school board. It's you filing suit against the leftist group. It's you protesting. It's you financially supporting. It's you praying. It's you spending time with your family. It's you breaking with the system. It's you never going to another big Hollywood movie again unless you're going to review it and attack it. I used to go see movies every week. One of my favorite things growing up, my dad was a hardworking guy, but he would always cut time out to, you know, do things with me or take me camping or hunting or water skiing or wakeboarding. Skip this break. Sorry, I told you it's late. And I forget what I was going to say, but the point is that what was I saying about my dad? Why was I going off a story about him spending him being busy but still spending time with me? Oh, it doesn't matter. The point here is...
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Running for office. Remember that last year? And so now it comes out in documents, and the grand juror forewoman is bragging, well, we almost got Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's a Georgian pro-war psychotic neocon. But because he's got an R before his name, these Democrats don't even know he's in their club. He's one of their top people. He's one of their generals. He's a made man. And they wanted him indicted along with Ted Cruz and everybody else. And by the way, they'll do that later. They want a one-party system. You know, I keep saying I'm going to play it again. I played it like a month ago. Get the Josh Hawley minute-and-a-half clip left, Senator Hawley, where he explains this is a one-party system. They're outlawing their opposition. They're setting up a totalitarian system. Folks, that's not somebody blowing smoke at you. That's really happening. That's really going on. And then you look at this lunatic woman. She's like the woman that said Trump raped her 25 years ago. And Trump says, I don't know you. And so they can't convict him of rape. So they get him for defamation, $5 million. And she has another civil trial coming up. They passed laws to let her do it. Statute of limitations. Got rid of that. And she goes, with Anderson Cooper, she goes, rape's really hot. Women love it. You're really sexy. He's like all creeped out and goes to commercial. You can look the woman up online. She's a complete, stark, raving, mad lunatic. But that's who these people are. And we're letting the stark, raving, mad lunatics, like the woman that was going to run the Ministry of Truth, they already had it set up. It was going to be officially launched. Singing Little Mermaid songs about how she's going to destroy the Republicans. They have no depth. They have no sense of how idiotic they are. They have no sense of the world they're bringing us into. Yeah, look at these people. They didn't believe Paula Jones. They didn't believe Tara Reid. They didn't believe Larry Sinclair. They believed E. Jean Carroll. Look at that woman. Gosh, she looks like that New York Times reporter that's always making stuff about me. What's her name? I forget. Is that her sister? No witnesses, no reports. 25 years later, he grabbed me in a clothing changing room. And old Trump was said, I'm innocent. I don't know that woman. Defamation. How dare you say you didn't do that? $5 million. Then we have the Georgia lunatic. Georgia grand jury went insane, close quote, targeted Lindsey Graham and 38 others over J6. The Georgia grand jury, whose lunatic forewoman came under fire in February after she went on national TV, giddy with excitement and foreshadowing the coming indictments against former President Donald Trump and 18 other defendants. She went absolutely insane with indictment recommendations. It turns out the grand jury actually recommended charges against 39 people, including two U.S. senators for Georgia, David Perdue, Kelly Loeffler, and others. Current U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. Republican South Carolina, Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger called him after 2020 election to ask if it was possible to invalidate mail-in ballots. Totally legal. But she wanted all these other people indicted. I mean, why not? They already put 1,000-plus people in jail, most of them nonviolent from the Capitol. It's all about excess. It's like when the jury, when I was already found guilty by the judge in Connecticut, they said, okay, $1.5 billion. Alex Jones has to pay. It's a big, crazy number. And they went, hold my beer. And the litigators, the Democrat law firm, Senator Blumenthal, they put in a recommendation of $2.75 trillion. And I tell people that, and they go, that's not true. You just search Alex Jones 7.65 trillion, whatever it is. Guys, type it in. It was in Bloomberg. It was in the news. And they figured out that was crazy, so they kind of pulled it back in about a week and changed the headlines, and we have copies of them all. That's the GDP of India, folks, 1.5 billion people. 1.5 billion people live off of that. That's their GDP. And they're saying, we want the GDP of India for somebody we made up all this stuff about he never even said. But the things they claimed I said were protected on the First Amendment. And so you have to let that sink in that, like, there's no limit. Imagine going to the judge and saying, there it is, Connecticut judge asked for $2.75 trillion more to Sandy Hook families. But that's what they introduced. They said, we want $2.75 trillion to create the illusion that I have more money than the entire Indian economy or France. Well, at the time they published that, I had $2 million in the bank. Now I have basically nothing. But again, it's they can't help the over-the-topness. They can't help but just go as wild as possible. Two men can have a baby. Alex Jones can pay $2.75 trillion. The Easter Bunny is real. The Tooth Fairy is real. Santa Claus is real. Count Dracula is real. Flying pigs are real. Keebler elves are real. Loch Ness Monster's real. Two men can have a baby. Two women in prison can have a baby. Alex Jones peed on children's graves. Never did that. Never told anybody. Nobody ever did it. Doesn't matter. We just say it. We just do what we want. We just giggle and laugh. It's so much fun. We start war with Russia. We have nuclear war. We all die. We're trendy. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. It's so much fun. All right. I'm going to segue because I said I'd hit the COVID news, and it's massive. We got a special guest from Hawaii who's an emergency worker, very well-known emergency manager, and he's been there. He lives there, but he's been there throughout the whole deal. He's ready to come on and give an analysis of what really happened. We're not going to forget about the people of Lahaina, the people of Maui, and we're going to go over all that as well. But then you've got articles like this one. California wants to go all electric without having the ability to actually provide enough electricity. California, by estimates, by 2030, won't have enough renewable energy to power 20% of electric cars. But they don't care. They want them all to be electric cars. Because, again, why? It's nonsensical. It's crazy. It's grandeur. Bill Gates, for 20 years, says, I've got programs spraying out of airplanes with the Department of Energy to block out the sun. We go, here's the meeting. Here's the CIA briefing on C-SPAN. We need to have a debate about this and stop this. It doesn't exist. New York Times, there's no geoengineering, no chemtrailing. Then Bill Gates says, I want to block the sun out with arrays that we put out close to the sun with mirrors, because you can have a tiny dot out here, but it blocks a lot more light over here. And then Biden 2 months ago says, yeah, we're going to spend billions on blocking the sun out. Now, I know I sounded crazy 20 years ago telling you Bill Gates wanted to do that. Now it's here, folks. You're like, $2.75 trillion Alex Jones needs to pay for things he didn't do. Oh, let's block the sun out. Oh, let's cut trees down to save the earth now. CNN. You're like, that's so crazy. They're crazy people. And the more delusional and wild a crazy person is, the crazier the stuff they ask for. They're lunatics. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bonnie's Ultimate Memory Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
This is a message. They're trying to send a message loud and clear, and the message is don't mess with us. And why are they going after Trump? Because he messed with them. He challenged them across the board. He challenged their pro-war policies. He challenged them on Ukraine. He's challenged their globalist agenda that's ripped off our working class for years, hollowed out the industrial base of this country, and made our workers in this country slaves compared to China and these other nations that have taken away our jobs, taken away our technology. Trump challenged all of that, and the message is if you challenge them on this stuff, if you challenge them on these policies they hold dear, they will come after you. If you challenge them on their pro-abortion religion, they will come after you. So I think the message is real clear. Don't challenge us. Don't go to work for anybody who will challenge us. Don't vote for Donald Trump or anybody like him, or we'll treat you as a domestic terrorist. And I tell you what, Laura, this is a recipe for one-party rule in this country. And if that's the case, this isn't the United States of America anymore. Our constitutional democracy doesn't exist anymore.
Love was
based off on your eyes. I better realize.
All right, we're going to hit next segment, the persecution of Owen Schroyer. Let that sink in. Owen may be spending a year in jail, according to federal requests, starting next Tuesday in federal court in the district of Mordor and Sauron. And I have the actual sentencing recommendations of the feds here, where it says he's not remorseful. He still questions the election. We want jail for questioning the election. Same things in the Trump indictments. That is a direct murder of the First Amendment. Where's the ACLU? Bought and paid for. They've gone full tyrant, ladies and gentlemen. And why not? They feel like they're insulated from tyranny themselves. They can do it to us all day. They're dumb enough to not know that's going to blow back on them. And I don't care about them. I don't take any solace in, like, oh, great, this will really hurt them later. I'm like, this is really bad. And I've used this analogy for many years, that you go to a public pool, and they got to put so much chlorine in it because people are pissing in it. But if one person takes a dump in the pool, they got to shut the pool down for a couple of days to drain it. And they still have that, where mentally retarded kid gets in the pool, takes a big crap in the pool, and got to close it. And that's really the best analogy or parallel of the globalist. They literally take dumps in the pool. They poison us with atrazine and fluoride and GMO and all this. And then they think they're exempt, but it closes the whole pool down. And so I just say to the Justice Department and the CIA, you guys aren't just taking a crap in the pool. You got septic tank companies, you know, that pump septic tanks, pulling up and just filling whole pools full of crap, telling us it's crystal clear Caribbean water, and it's not. And I'm just like, why do you think you get out of this yourself? Why would you act like this? Why would you promote open borders and pedophilia and all these drugs? And it's because they're inherently evil, folks. You take one look. In fact, get me the Georgia Fulton County Grand Jury kookaball, eh? Get the footage. They always seem to play like a shot off a TV up on the screen. Now, there's HD ones where she starts gibbering and giggling and saying, I felt powerful. I wanted to see him in front of me. I wanted to dominate him. And she looks like she's auditioning to play the Wicked Witch of the West in the new Flying Monkey Wizard of Oz movie. I don't think they're remaking it. I'm just saying that hypothetically. They seem to remake everything. They haven't remade that. I mean, she's like, riding her bicycle. I'll get your dog, your little dog, and you too. I'll get you and the little dog too. And she's like, why? Why are you such a lunatic? Why would you go overthrow the Ukrainian government and start attacking the Russians for 8 years, and then you wonder why they go ahead and attack you back? Because look how she looks on the screen of her TV here. And remember Peter Strzok when he did all those weird demonic faces and wiggled around and laughed and giggled? Because he's a loser. He's a mental patient. But he loves the power of the system, and he loves being protected to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. In fact, I'll just hit Owen now. Go ahead and roll the clip of this witch.
Looking at, did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I thought that would be an awesome moment.
And then you wanted to indict dozens of other leaders that had nothing to do with it because it made her feel powerful. And then there's worse clips of her. That's who we've got in charge. That lunatic right there. Like Sean Penn gets on TV and goes, who says we can't use nuclear weapons? They're very usable. We should nuke Russia right now. We shouldn't be afraid to use nukes. Okay, well, Russia has 2-1 our nukes. They got a 30 submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, in the Atlantic Ocean, in the Pacific Ocean, and in 4 minutes, they can get an order and launch, and within 5 minutes of that, 5 minutes on launch, on average, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego are gone. Sub pops up 10 miles off the Texas coast. Missiles launch. In 3 minutes, they hit Houston. In 4 minutes, they hit Dallas. In 3.5 minutes, they hit Austin. In 3.5 minutes, they hit San Antonio. Atlantic Ocean. And, of course, they'll fire on up and hit the other cities, right up to Illinois. That's why ICBMs come over the North Pole. Let's go to the Atlantic. They pop up 12 miles off the coast of Miami, in the Gulf, off the coast of our main military base there, Tampa. Within 2 minutes, Tampa is vaporized. Within 2 minutes, Miami is vaporized. Within 2 minutes of the missiles being launched, every major city in Florida is vaporized. Oh, but let's move up the coast. Other submarines, remember there's at least 30 of them off our coast right now, holding up to 20 ICBM cruise missiles, sea launch systems that go up to Mach 10 and cannot be shot down. Submarines pop up off the coast and hit Georgia, Atlanta, South Carolina, North Carolina. Oh, and you know where the real, real attacks are going to happen. They got at least 5 submarines in the Central Atlantic off the coast of New York, New Jersey, Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Vaporized. And the Russians are crazy. And they're told their officers on those ships, we believe we're going to have to have a nuclear war. They're drilling. They're ready. They're 100 feet under the water right now, about to come up and launch the weapon. But don't worry. The FBI can swagger around with machine guns and beat up American citizens. Swagger around. I don't know, tough guy. While they're smuggling all the kids in. Gang raping. Very sad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the order. Within just a few minutes, they will slam into their targets. Even if we shoot half of them down, they're targeting four missiles on every target. The Pentagon itself will be hit by at least 10. Many of the warheads are programmed that if the missile's disabled, they'll still detonate in the atmosphere, creating electromagnetic pulse. And we're run by a bunch of psychotics. Our old elites were bad, but they were not like this. They would not do something this dangerous. Henry Kissinger told them, stop. But they're not stopping. Because they've got so much power. And they've gotten away with so much. They believe they're invincible. Bilderberg Group members, household names, almost 2 years ago, multiple meetings, off record, I can't talk about the specifics, but they agreed that there's a good chance of nuclear war, and they wanted to ask me where I thought they should go. I thought that was interesting, because they're the ones that have bunkers all over the world. You ever been in a 50,000 square foot house with 60 foot black marble ceilings? I have. And I wasn't impressed. The point is that that's what's so frustrating about all this. Is this is all real. Those meetings I told you about are real. The whistleblower I told you about 3 weeks ago is real. You see it all happening now. And I'm telling you that I'm not being dramatic. There's a very good chance we're going to have a nuclear war. And I have to be completely honest with you. My flesh is weak, my spirit strong. I wake up almost every night at about 3, 4 in the morning. General Flynn talked about it. How he wakes up with anxiety attacks for the first time ever about all this at about 3 a.m. I said, last week I interviewed him. I said, yes, sir, I do too. He said, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I couldn't go to sleep. I'm worried about nuclear war and all this. I said, yes, sir, I woke up last night too. What time? 3:15, me too. Get up, look at the clock, 3:15. Didn't go back to sleep. And I've never been like that. And I have real guilt, because I'm not a guilty type person. I feel pretty good about what I've done in my life, and I've not been a coward, and I'm trying to be as honorable as I can. But my flesh is strong. And it's like, you need to get your family to South America or to some Pacific island now. Go, go, get out, get out, get out. Yesterday I got home at about 6 o'clock, went in, had dinner with my 6-and-a-half-year-old daughter and my wife, and I looked at her. And I said, I had a very intense drive and premonition to get out of the United States and just hang it up. But I said, I don't want to do that. I want to keep fighting. But I said, I really felt like it was the Holy Spirit, maybe just the danger level. I don't think the Holy Spirit was telling me to quit. She said, well, maybe it was a demon. You need to really pray about this and think about this longer, which is true. But I feel... I mean, I look at my beautiful 6-year-old daughter, so innocent, so smart, so sweet. And then I look at my son and my older daughter, my middle daughter, and they're so good. And every fiber of me says, leave, get out of the United States. But my spirit says, you're going to stay here and see this through. And then I see the arrogant left and their lawyers and their agents and their people, and they have no idea this is going on. They think it's completely funny. But when I have these urges, I almost always follow the urges of the spirit, not the urges of the flesh. But for the first time, I felt it was an urge of the spirit yesterday. Now, I'm just telling you, because I don't know what to do. Maybe we should open the phones up tomorrow, you know, next week and ask, what do you think? What can we do? But I've never had it at a spirit level, and it really freaked me out. So I couldn't sleep last night. I spent about 10, woke up at like midnight, went back to bed, woke up at like 3. I didn't get any sleep last night. And I got up this morning, and I was so upset. I went in the bathroom, and I started vomiting. And it was my physiology trying to change the situation. Because you know, your body knows you're being poisoned, you're being attacked, and it wants to say, I'm under attack, I'm going to throw up, must have been something I ate. And I'm not like some bulimic, folks. I don't throw up very often. I don't even throw up when I have the flu. And I puked and puked and puked nothing but bile and hugged the toilet for like 20 minutes. And my eyes were watering. And like 5 a.m., my wife woke up. She heard me, and she came in. And I'm laying on the bathroom floor with puke on me, and she says, "What's happening?" And I said, "I told you, this is such a big decision. Plus, the Southern Hemisphere is not going to be safe, even though most of the radiation will stay in the North. But my cells, and they're never wrong, are mad at me, and they're telling me, you need to leave with your family now. Do you hear me? And I'm like, well, we're going to fix this. My cells are like, no, you're not. So I don't know what the end game is. I don't even know why I'm saying this other than it happened. I just want you to know that I've never felt this much danger. And look, I'm pretty tough, okay? Some big guy starts a fight with me, it's the opposite. I want to climb up on his ass, jump on him. I'm lined up. I'm primal. I don't have a fear of like a 6'7" giant muscular guy starts a fight with me for no reason. It's like I'm not intimidated by that. In fact, I'm intimidated by a little guy starting to fight with me. Like, why are they doing that? I accept the challenge. But I said on Jack Posobiec's show today, I've said I'm a fearless person, and it's really true. I don't have fear of things I need to do. But I'm going to, for the first time in my life, I don't even know if the emotion's called fear. But Jesus, at the Garden of Gethsemane, hours before he was taken into Roman custody, and a day later crucified, knew what was about to happen to him. He cried. And he said, may this cup pass from me. I don't want to do this. And his father said, you're going to do it. And I don't compare myself to Christ. What I'm saying is, that is where I'm at, where I am. I was on international top Russian TV show 2 nights ago. And I wanted to go on there and cover big topics, the rest of it. And I couldn't believe I was on top Russian TV talking about nuclear war, and I started crying. And I wiped it away. They didn't notice. The point was is that that's the times we're in. That's where we are. Owen Schroyer, next week, the feds are asking for prison, and they say in the recommended sentencing document that I'll cover when we come back, because he's not apologetic, he's not remorseful, he doesn't believe the election was real, and he called Joe Biden names. In America, the feds filed documents saying, we want prison time for his speech. The dishonor of these people. The birthright they're murdering. Why stay here and fight for them? Let them have their nuclear Armageddon. That's one thought. I'm not saying that. But that's the thing. They'll know when they're in their house and the windows all blow out and the electricity goes off and 3 days later their kids are dying of radiation poisoning. They'll know then, won't they? We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.